Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shels and Maddie M, this is their podcast too. Sideways, yeah, yeah, hi, I'm Shels. Was Virginia girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy. But I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I want me to the prognosis. So I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen to you. Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight tea. He's been long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he open gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. It's a progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG Mac drama, brick squad mafia, 1017. Prophet, 1017. Yankee, break gang. Just amazing gangs in 6 minutes. Malik, show got a criminal. NDB, RIP strap, Matt strap, Young Tay, LOE cartel, RIP Gator. Cobra the villain, Tiwi, 96FG, honey blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve, swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
Hello everybody and welcome to Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. It is Wednesday, March the 1st. I can't believe it's March the 1st. Maddie, can you believe it's March 1st?
Yes and no. Honestly, yes and no. It seems like it's been going fast, but it's been slow, too. I can't explain it.
Right. Yeah, I get that. So we want to welcome everybody to our show, Sideways with Shels and Maddie M. We're on every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Top Star Hip Hop Radio, powered by Power Talk with OG Mac Drama. All right. So how was your week?
It was good, actually. I got some pretty good health news, so that was something I wasn't expecting. Yeah, so I'm on cloud nine today, actually. I just got it today. So, yeah, things are great, actually. Can't complain about nothing. How about you?
Awesome. It's been a very positive, productive week. So,
good.
You know, I've got a lot of stuff done. I made me a little sidewalk. You know, I'm a country girl, in case y'all didn't know that. And I'm dealing with a lot of mud from the rain out here. So what I did is I took some wooden pallets and I put them down, and I took some particle board, you know, and put on top of it, like press board,
yeah,
and put over top of it. And I made myself a walk-o, and I got the bathroom finished painted. I mean, you know, I did things. But the number one thing I did, guess what, Maddie? Is being right here on Sideways with you.
How did I know that was coming? Yeah, you love this show, don't you, Shelly?
I do. I love this show. I do. I love being able to share music with the world and thoughts and just, you know, just have a minute in this middle of the week. We, you know, it's Wednesday. Even the calendar says WTF after Tuesday, and everybody just needs to kind of just sit back, relax, and just chill for a minute with Shels and Maddie.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah. So tonight we have a really dope show. We have a couple artists on here, just amazing, and I actually have known this cat for probably, I don't know, I guess a decade now. It's been like 10 years, and when I was on the road managing cleaner sales, door-to-door sales, he was one of the people that I worked with. So I was his manager for a while. And I told him when we used to have freestyle sessions in the hotels and stuff with everybody, I said, one day I'm going to interview you. And so here it is. So we're going to have him in the house. And then we also have J. Cash Merkin, GMG. And I met him through GMG Music Group, you know, that I've been with for a long time. They've actually, he was part of a different GMG, he's part of Get Money Gang, and we actually combined, you know, everybody's combining forces and working for the greater good of music, so I'm excited to have him on too. So it's just going to be a good show, and I do get excited about this, because some people don't know this, because I do talk a lot when I'm on here, but I don't really bother people throughout the week. I might, you know, text somebody here or there or something like that, but yeah. I mean, just to call people up and talk to people, I really don't do that. So it gives me a chance to kind of, you know, touch base with you, and then tomorrow I get to touch base with OG, you know, it just, I don't know, it's like my weekly dose of you guys, you know?
Yeah, weekly is once a week's good enough, right, Shel?
Right. Right. I love you. I didn't realize it came out that way, but yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
No. So, I'm just saying, shit. I can barely stand myself every day. So yeah, I get it. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I know you love yourself. So listen.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I love you too, Maddie. But it was just funny because I was thinking the other day when I saw one of your posts, I don't know exactly how you quoted it, but it was something about being you and you know, loving being you or whatever. I don't know what it was exactly, but all I was thinking is, because I had just literally got through putting, like, my fifth coat of paint on, and I was pissed, you know, because, like, I was, you know how it is when you're painting anyway. It's not my favorite thing to do, people. So anyway, I had just set it down. I had paint all in my hair, all over. I had just touched my coat up against it, so I ruined it. You know what I'm saying? And I sat down, and here I go on Twitter, and that's the first thing that I see. And I thought, yeah, if I could just take a selfie right now and send to him, I wonder if it had the same effect.
Yeah, you should have, girl.
Yeah, but, you know, anyway. So, you know what I'm going to do now? Hold on a second. I'm going to bring Fuck It Up on. Let's bring Fuck It Up on. Fuck It Up, are you there?
Yeah. Yes.
What up, homeboy?
Oh, you know, I'm just surviving life, staying blessed, you know, just keeping myself ahead of the game, stay behind, and just, you know, just staying blessed, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
How's everyone doing?
That's what
good,
we love
man.
To hear.
Yeah. Yep, that's what I'm talking about. Can you hear me okay?
We hear you okay. We can hear you okay.
Can you go louder a little bit?
Say again, Maddie.
Can you speak a little louder? I always have trouble hearing you for some reason. Maybe
he's probably got his ear.
Can you hear me better
in.
Now? Is that better, Maddie?
Yeah, this is good. This is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
So Fuck It Up, you are here with the Fuck It Ups of the Week, right?
Yes, I do got the Fuck It Ups of the Week. I got three headlines. Okay, three headlines. You guys ready? This headline this week, let's see here. One of the headlines we have, can you still hear me or not?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Okay. Hello?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, but you're not
saying
anything.
Yeah, did you say anything?
Okay, hold on one second. Just
okay.
Getting situated.
All
this
right.
Way, we have three headlines that have in the past, in the present, okay? Scientists have found there are most earthquake damage is caused by shaking. This is a headline. Okay, next one. Federal agents raid the gun shop and find weapons. I don't know what's going on with people. This is the headline. Last headline. Local man arrested for everything.
Hey, that sounds like a day in my life, man.
Hey, at least we know who to blame.
Blame him on everything. Until
we're
next
blame
week,
for
Fuck It Up, out.
Oh, thank you, Fuck It Up.
Yeah,
so.
Thanks, homeboy. Always good having you on.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. These headlines
we
are crazy.
All right. Fuck It Up, out.
I love that.
Them.
I'll never get tired
yeah.
of that. Fuck It Up, out.
Yeah. Yeah, Fuck It Up, out. So, All right. Like I said, you know, we have two artists this week. We have Just Amazing and J Cash, Mercum GMG. And like we do on Sideways with Shells and Maddie M, we are going to play one song, and then we're going to bring us in, and then we'll play another song from the other artists and bring them in. So the first up we have is J Cash, Mercum GMG, and we're going to play Good versus Evil. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
These demons want me, they tryna get me. That's one thing I know.
If it's one thing I know, these demons want me.
Can you save me? Is it too late for me? Please save my soul.
Save my soul.
Good versus evil, part one. They cast its spells down on us, tryna take us down. This is good versus evil. They waiting for the sequel. That's the sequel.
Look,
I pray the almighty forces will touch. I pray to God hear what I'm saying. I'm giving up. I'm tired of people showing me love, but it's a front. I'm home. I don't really know what people that set me up. I'm being spiritually attacked, and I can feel it in my soul. Yeah, I can feel it in my soul. I'm happy in what you got. Please make these demons go. I can't get them out my face. They keep on following me close. Feel like a skeleton on me. God, they're trying to turn me to a ghost. Don't be fake. They try to turn me to a ghost. Already know. The big homie woke me up out my sleep. He called and told me that. God, he spoke to him in his dreams. He said I'm spiritually weak, and now they're coming for GMG. You said if I keep moving high, I got one mind. The body is the spiritual warfare. It's becoming realer than it seems. This is good versus evil. I'm just fighting for my team. Shit getting realer than it seems. This is good versus evil. I've been fighting for my team. Spiritual warfare. Good versus evil. Part one. Let's go.
Suffocating, strangled. Might be your brother, but then it can't kill Abel. Watch who you trust, you're the devil that wants an angel. I'm trying to contact with danger, don't keep it one in the chamber. And I'm looking at friends and strangers, don't ask me for no more favors. Hard to keep it cool when you're consuming all this anger. Like once I was cool, now I greet them with the middle finger. Cause they got the sticky fingers, they don't get the bigger picture. They stepping over corners, trying to save a little nickel. You ain't walking with no feelings, but you got some bitches with you. I'm just trying to live a little, till we die. Where I'm from is danger, I get crazier past 9 o'clock. Demons don't really give a fuck about the time I spot. Found out time is money, so I ain't got no time to stop. They wanna see me at the bottom, I'ma die on top, top. And that's for sure. Please save my soul. Trying to make sure that the good outweighs the evil before I go, go.
These demons want me. They trying to get me. That's one thing I know.
If it's one thing I know, then we know it's one.
Cash Merkin, GMG. We're going to bring him on right now. J Cash, Merkin, GMG, you're live. How are you?
What's good, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what up, man?
GMG, nice.
Yeah.
Yo, that song was critical, man. I love that track. Like, that was a dope song, dude. I love the beat. I'm gonna have that in my head. Gonna have that in my head all night. And I loved all the switch ups of style on it, man. Like, that was a fun track to listen to for sure.
Had a lot, man. Yeah, DMG is really critical on that versatility. You know what I mean? That song had a lot of motion behind it, definitely.
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed that, man.
I did too. So, J. Cash Merkham, DMG, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
You are talking to the DMG King. My bad, y'all. By the way, I'm a little sick, you know what I'm saying? But you talking to the DMG King, you know what I mean? I'm the CEO and creator of Give Money Gang. We have 11 chapters on this with over 100 people. It's an independent organization designed to take artists to the next level in their career. We offer our own major distribution, podcasts, interviews, a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things going on behind this. Shell's right here. She's part of the Growth Music Group chapter, you know. And they doing a lot of big things, as you can see. You know, this is, you know, partially, you know what I'm saying, her thing that she got me on. I appreciate y'all for having me as well, by the way.
Well, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate having you.
And the CEO of Growth Music Group, the other DMG, is Malik Moore.
Malik Moore, yes.
Yeah, he introduced us to, actually, J. Cash and I. So that is how I met him. And, you know, we've chopped it up a little bit, but the two combined DMGs, you know, is all about forwarding and unity and growth, you know, and getting that money.
Yeah, definitely. We're basically like a rap label without contracts. We created a lot of amazing opportunities for artists in a short amount of time. We're definitely taking off. 2023 is our year for sure.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
It's definitely growing. And if you'll tell us, now, one of the questions we ask a lot of our artists when they come on, J. Cash, is, you know, what was their influence in music? And I know what you're getting ready to tell me, and I want you to kind of explain it so people understand, because you did listen to some people growing up, obviously, but explain how you feel about that.
About how other rappers influenced me growing up?
Yeah.
Well, the rappers that influenced me growing up were the rappers that I grew up around. It wasn't like mainstream professional rappers. You know, I grew up in the hood, in an environment where you don't really look up to, you know what I'm saying, your role models are the people around you, not the people you see on TV. You know what I mean? So when I was growing up listening to music, I was listening to the people around me that was doing stuff in my city. And I was like, you know what I'm saying, those were the people that I was role modeling, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. I like that. I mean, I think it's a – I like that. Go ahead, Shel.
I was just going to say, so with that said, who are some of the mainstream that you listen to?
Mainstream? Well, I mean, if I had to name some mainstreams, I'd be listening to some Compton TG, Compton as TG. I'd be listening I'll be listening to all kinds of shit. I'll be switching it up. I'll be listening to Mo3, rest in peace. Briss, rest in peace. Some talented artists that passed away within the last couple of years. I'll be listening to all sorts, you know what I'm saying? I'll just be listening to what, you know what I'm saying? I'm a versatile rapper myself. I sing, do R&B, rap, I do the whole thing. So I'll be listening
to
the whole thing, too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, versatile is an understatement, man. That's for sure.
And so my thing that was interesting, because I listened to an interview that he did one time, and he said that, and I was like, you know, and I had the calling. I don't know if you remember that or not, Dick House, but I called you, and I was like, man, I know you said that you don't have any influences, but you had to listen to somebody, you know what I'm saying? So I was wondering. But I found that, You know, you see a lot of that in bigger cities, though, like in even in like Compton, you know, a lot of people grew up like in Kendrick Lamar's time, you know, in Mossberg, all them, they grew up battling each other and flowing with each other inside their community. And that's who they looked up to, was people in their community, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just think that's a neat thing myself. It's just funny how music affects people differently all through the world and how people connect to it and what they use as an influence. But one thing, Jay Cash, I will say that I've seen in your music is, you know, and the same thing with Just Amazing when he comes on, some of the things that you all both do is you can switch it up and you can be versatile because you do use your soul in your music. You understand?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely a message being sent across that part of you. And that's what makes music good. And I say it always, always, always. As Maddie knows, music is man understanding, soul inspired communication. That's my acronym for music.
Like
copy up spelled. I'm going to say it every show. Yeah. So I do appreciate it when people do put their soul into their music. You know, it's important. So what we're going to do now is we're going to play Just Amazing. We're going to play God Check real quick, and then we're going to bring him on. Remember to mute up everybody as we go. Let's get it. This is Just Amazing, God Check.
Yo. Hey, Rez, there's something about this beat, man. I feel it in my bones. All the way in my fingertips, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, bro. Yo. Listen. Hey. Took more L's than I did dub. Got more hate than I did love. Been down bad, didn't give up. Been putting in work and what it really does. Change up the path, give a different story. Give it up to God, let him do it for me. Got it. Had a meeting with the Lord, it was mandatory. Here, keep doing what you do, I need that. Keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah. So I gotta speak. Say a quick prayer when I'm feeling weak. Headed to the top, reaching for the peak. If the devil had beef, nah, it's history. Gone. Let me tell you about God and what he did for me. Took what I felt and put it on the beat. Now there's food on the table that my fam can eat. Chose to rap about God to slang it in these streets. Know it. Keep a Bible on me like a gun host. Got some snakes in the grass, I got a mojo. Always call on God, I got his phone number. I'm under new management, I'm not the old owner. Find out David had brute strength. God knew Joshua could go the length. Same time Joel wouldn't change his faith. Keep doing what you do, I need that. Keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah, keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah, keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Yeah, I need that. Keep praying for me, keep praying for me. Love and support, that's just what I need. Faith in the hustle, joy the in-between. Marrying my wife was the best for me. To stand back and watch her carry my seed. Firstborn son, promise he the one. Give you the moon, stars, and the sun. I never leave, promise give you what you need. Always gonna be here by your side while you growing up. It's a tough road up ahead, look at me, kid. Still a long road up ahead, can't be defeated. Feel the Holy Spirit all inside. Sometimes men gotta cry. You heard it here first. So I gotta say it. Everything in my life, I'm giving God the credit. Hey, and you can see the proof. Look, I'm just trying to be the best for you. Keep praying for me. Keep praying for me. Yeah. Keep praying for me. Keep praying for me. Yeah. Keep praying for me. Keep praying for me. Yeah. I need that.
was just amazing. Please bring him for me. Let's bring him on. What's
Man,
up, Chels,
you know I have good artists on this show, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What up, what up?
Hey, what up, Justin?
How's
what
up,
it
going?
Y'all? What up? What's happening, family? Oh, we chilling, man. Listen to your track. Man. God, I love I'm a sucker for that high pitched, you know. I don't know if the girl I'm a sucker for that song, man. That was a nice track, dude.
Hey, I think we're on the same level with that one, man. Something about those beats, they got that high pitch kind of scream
to
it.
Love
like,
that.
What did you think about Jay Cash's earlier? Do you like that little flow?
No, I was listening to it. I said, I was like, man, that picked up. I was like, okay. You know,
yeah.
I was really vibing with the beat, man. He was going in. Mixing of it was different, too.
Yeah, it was. It was definitely. Jay Cash, what did you think of Just Amazing song? Jay Cash?
Man, that song wasn't a dope-ass song. I was sitting here smoking, listening, and I was like, vibing to it with my girl right now. I'm vibing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I like it.
Appreciate it, man. Same wrong, man. We grind, dog. You know what I'm saying? We got in the position to do what we do, man. We got this talent. You know what I'm saying? God gave us this gift. We're using it, man. So.
Yeah. Absolutely. And just amazing, I want you to, I know you and I go way back. You know we go back almost 10 years now. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it
that's
is.
Been, that's that crazy. But I want you to tell everybody the story, even though I was telling everybody, you know, I can remember back in the hotel room, you and I were talking about this too, when we were in Corpus Christi, I posted a video earlier, but it wasn't just there. Every time after work, we would chill, smoke a little bit, and freestyle. And I always told you one day I was going to interview you.
Straight up. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's a good story, man.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I came to see what was it, Sierra Solutions or whatever. I was selling cleaner or whatever. Dog. At the time, I knew that even getting that job, I just knew I had a higher mission, but man, I was just finding my way, and like Shelly said, you do come across people that make little stories in your life, but then you got people that make chapters, you know what I'm saying? And Shelly's a chapter in my life, that meeting good people, at the time where I was lost trying to find myself, and I always knew where I wanted to go, I always knew I had that. This ain't what I wanted to do all the time. I knew it was something bigger for me. So, yeah, man, even before it ended, 2015, I came out of a coma. So I really was on a different mission. Like I said, I was trying to find myself. So I came across the
Solution.
And Shelly was there and a bunch of other good people, some bad people. But,
they called
you what,
though? They called me the trap mom because I would go around in my minivan picking people up, and I would always be blaring my music, my gangster rap, but I always made sure they ate and tried to stay happy and positive. You know, it was a hard job, but
yeah,
I definitely we had some good times and some crazy times for sure, but. Yeah, Josh was just one of those that you kind of take under your wing and, talk to them when they need to. And that's what I tried to do with a lot of people there, though. You know, when they needed somebody, I tried to be there for them. Music's always a great thing to share. So, and you want to tell, like, you do Christian rap only now, right, Josh?
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
And so, I've kind of seen him grow, and it's kind of neat. I've seen him get married and have another baby, and he's got beautiful children already. But, he just is succeeding. Just kind of like Jay Cash, I get to say that I was there when you and your girl first started living together. So when you go later down the road, I'll be able to remember that. Those are just important.
So, John, what's the... What's the what's it like in Christian rap? Like what's the whole? I don't know. I had something I was gonna ask you, but I forgot the word. Like what's the market like and how's it different?
I wouldn't say it's any different. You know, you can't go into Christian rap thinking that you're gonna get this love. You're gonna go in for money. You know, you got to really be on your faith grind. You got to really be on your belief grind. You know, you got to really be spiritually connected with yourself and finding yourself outside of music, you know, before you just jump into Christian music. So if you go into that with that mindset already, you're going to lose just because you're not ready. You know, I don't like to call it Christian rap only because or gospel rap only because I feel like you're putting yourself in a box.
Exactly.
Me, I call it spiritual rap. You know what I'm saying? I'm spiritually connected with myself, my emotions, you know, auras, everything around me, energy, you know what I mean? All that comes as one. And I work on that every day as far as being positive, putting positive in the world, waking up being positive, telling myself it's going to be a good day, you're going to do good, Josh, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? I try to motivate myself and all that stuff coming as one. And I decided to jump on that side. So, to me, it's not any different when you go in with the right faith and the right mindset, man. So it's the same as secular music. You don't necessarily have to even be a Christian rapper. You just got to know where you at and where you going within yourself. If you see something on TV and you see dude with the fly car and the money and you go in with that mindset, you know, you can't do that. Some people get that 50-50. You know, it happens. You know what I mean? But
I love your attitude, man. I love your attitude. You actually just inspired me right now.
Hey, that's
a good attitude to have, man.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it, man. That's what it's about, man. It's about love, man. It's about loving each other. We're human, man. At the end of the day, though, dog, I can't take you to heaven with me, and I can't take you to hell. So. So when at the end of the day, we go our separate ways, man. We all live in our single life, you know what I'm saying? And as a married man, that's one thing that you got to take under your wing. If you got a wife and you got kids, you know what I'm saying? That's your duty to put that in them, you know what I mean? It's another thing.
Well, I like the self-awareness you have, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't consider myself a very religious man, but lately, and it's been working out for me. It's really been, like when you say, getting up in the morning, you know what I mean? Every day you're like, yo, I don't care if it's cloudy or it's sunny, I'm going to make this whatever I want to make it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And once you have positive, like sometimes you even got to force yourself, you know what I mean, to have these like these positive, this attitude. But honestly, good things come back. Yeah, good things come back at you. And it may not be tomorrow or today or tomorrow or the next week. Or the next year, but eventually all this stuff is going to come back like huge on you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there's going to be more trials against you too. You know, you're going to have more tribulation, but I'm going to tell you something. Every time you don't think that you can make it through or how you're going to make it through, you just keep pushing and you make it through. That's what you got to do in life. You know?
Yep.
Just start keep pushing through. So, okay, now that we introduced Just Amazing, what we're going to do now is we're going to play another song. Jay Cash, you still here with us?
You said what?
I know when we meet the phones, it's just easier to do it that way instead of forming back and forth. But I said, are you still here with us? We're going to go ahead and play another one of your songs. And I'm going to ask you guys when I announce your song, all you got to do is bring it in and then mute up. And when I say bring it in, just introduce the song, and then we'll play it, okay? And the next one we're going to play is Low Key Love. You want to intro it, Jay Cash?
Yeah, this is Low Key Love. You know what I mean? This is a song I wrote about a girl that I was fucking with a couple years back. I wrote a little song about the situation.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right, let's get it.
Let's get it.
I know that you don't feel me. Serious, but real me.
When it's me and her, she get jealous. It's crazy, she got a man. My heart is like that letter, it's forever torn apart. I glued it back together just to see the love of art. Broken heart, tatted up on my neck, forever scarred. Battle wounds when it comes to this love, no purple heart. My ex, she really played me, she betrayed me from the start. She told me it was love, her lies tore me apart. She put her cheating off on me like I'm the demon that was marked. Well, take a look up in my eyes, now tell me, do you see the dark? This girl, she told me nah, and truly she see the light. I know we just met, but I can't change how I feel inside. She said she got a man, I still told her how I'm feeling like. She said she feel me too, before she met me, she wasn't feeling life. I know it ain't right, but for surely it don't feel wrong. Girl, you really just my type, I had to put it in the song. It's Christ to me, I knew you was feeling me all along. I seen the way they treated you, they treat you just like a dog. I seen potential in you, you said for us to keep it low key. I kept it to myself, I didn't even tell the home. Nobody felt bad when it was me, and that's for sure. So tell me, am I really wrong for acting out just like these hoes? Our connection's something real, I can truly feel the strength. Ain't no love from your circle, I promise I feel the hate. So we gon' play stupid and smile up in their face. I know your situation, I'm not hating on my place.
Baby, I know that you don't feel me. This here is the real me. You're not even my lady, but lately it's crazy. Driving me crazy. Loki lover, Loki lover, Loki lover, Loki lover.
Everything don't need a title, everything don't gotta be explained. She don't blame me cause my past. When it's me and her, she get jealous. It's crazy, she got a man. When we be out in public, I be feeling on her lap. She looks at me and she smiles. Her smile, it is a trap. She wrote me out a note and somehow put it in my pocket. She trapped and wants out, I can hear her heart calling. We scared to fall in love, we both know that's not an option. I know this shit ain't right, I keep my distance and I'm cautious. Now they're catching on to us, but you still won't let me go. I can't lie, I feel your vibe and that's why I keep you close. I know you want me in your life, but you want him even more. You my low-key love, let's just keep this on the low. Ain't nobody gotta know, they just all up in the mix. You be telling on yourself, so just deny that shit. Ain't no love up in my heart because I hide that shit. So if they ask me how I feel, I don't like that bitch. You a dime piece, I mean beautiful and intelligent. Your eyes match your smile, now truly it shows me elegance. I'd love to see simplicity, a diamond in disguise. I'd be lying to your face if I said I didn't feel your vibe. Really don't know what this is, you said to go with the flow. So I'm going with it, but follow my heart, I don't know. Some things are just complicated, they cannot be explained. Everything don't need a title, we should just call this a bitch.
But baby,
yo, that track is fire. That track is fire.
Damn, I appreciate it.
Man, that thing was crazy good. Yeah.
Oh, I really appreciate it. It's a lot of emotion.
Absolutely.
You can tell
everything about it. Perfect.
I didn't want to. I wanted to wait until everybody else was in because I knew everybody was going to jump in. But yeah.
that boy came in right off the rip with
that
the
was
first,
dope.
Yeah.
That was super dope.
Definitely a whole story. You know what I'm saying? The song is
hey,
just one
hey,
big story.
Hey, Cash, if you don't mind me asking, man, is your stuff all platforms, fam? Can I find it on Apple?
Yes, sir. I'm on
actually
over streaming platforms. All GMG is under JCash Market.
Since he brought that up, let's go ahead and let you all share your social media information real quick. JCash, since he asked you, we'll let you go ahead and repeat that so everybody can hear it, and you might want to spell it one time. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just in case y'all didn't hear me a couple seconds ago, I'm on over 100 streaming platforms under JCash Markle. That's capital J, KASH, capital M, URKUM. All one word.
J. Cash Merkham. On my social media platforms, you can find me under J. Cash Merkham GMG. So the same way I just said it's spelled, with a space and a capital GMG. Okay. You'll find me on all social media.
Okay. And then I'm going to let you go ahead. Just amazing. Let everybody know how to get a hold of you.
I'm also on platforms. You can find me everywhere, YouTube, Apple, Deezer, wherever you jamming music. That's where your boy at. It's just amazing. Just how it sounds. Just amazing. J-U-S without the T. J-U-S apostrophe. Amazing. You can type it in anywhere. I should be the first one to pop up. I am the first one to pop up. But like I said, it's just amazing. J-U-S without the T. J-U-S apostrophe. Amazing. I like your boy.
All right, Chels, maybe you should, since we're hollering out names, maybe you should tell them your things, and I'll tell, well, so my name is Maddie M, Maddie Meyer. All I got is Twitter, so it's M-A-T-T-Y, M-A-N-A-G-E-M-E-N-T. So, Chels, tell them about all your stuff.
Okay, I'm Shelly Shells, and you can find me on Facebook at Shelly Davis, S-H-E-L-L-I-E, Davis. You can find me on Instagram at shellbug926. My Snapchat is shellbug926. My IG, I said that already. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Twitter is S as in sunshine, B
Yo,
as in
tell them about
unicorn,
we have an IG page.
U as in unicorn. And G as in gorgeous. No, I'm just kidding. I just
I like that.
Anyway.
I like that girl. Get it.
Sbug411 and Sbug926. And also Sideways with Shells and Maddie M have their Instagram page is Sideways SID as in down EWAYZ as in zebra dot popstar TOPSTAR. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get that on a recording. Actually, all of my social media information and yours at the beginning or the end of the show, so we don't have to keep saying that.
Yeah, we got to do something like that, man. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wait, hold up. Matt, you don't have your own personal, you don't have your own personal Instagram, fam?
It's a long story, man. I put it up for a bit, and then I was just so annoyed by it, man. Like, I know. I'm only on Twitter, Manny Management, man.
Okay,
I just suspended the account. I suspended the account for a little bit because, man.
I get it.
It was ridiculous.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. I
listen,
it's
so funny that you say that, though, because, listen, it took me. Now, Maddie and I have known each other years. I mean, years. Not forever years, but, like, it feels like forever years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
no doubt.
Probably 4 years. Anyway, so, Maddie, I've been, like, Maddie, you don't have Instagram and you don't have Facebook. And he's like, no, I've got Twitter. So the whole reason I even started using Twitter was because of this guy right here. And that's because I couldn't get a hold of him any other way. You know what I'm saying? So I made the Twitter, and I started using it, which I had one, but I just never utilized it because I just didn't. And so I finally was like, please, Maddie, you know, we're doing this show. And we've got over 400,000 listeners. You know, I think we were over 535,000 last week. So, you know, we need a Instagram page. Could you please just put one on that way? I can tag you and stuff. He's like, oh, Shells, you know, and I'm like, so he finally did it. He's like, well, you and TMS Beware and Mulatto, I don't know who all asked him, but, so he made one. 2 days later, he's like, so, like, my ex-wife's sister is contacting me, and I don't want this Instagram. I don't like it. It's full of shit. It's just a bunch of shit. I don't want to be on it. And I'm like, okay, Maddie, if it really doesn't feel that good and it's bothering you that much, man, just use our, you know, Sideways
page.
Yeah. So,
I know. It took 2 days, man. I'm like, fuck this. So, yeah. But if I ever go back on, I'll make sure to add you boys. That's for sure.
Hey, that's a bit. That's really where I was probably get to. But
you can go to MaddieManagement.com, and I'll also give you, if it's okay with you, Maddie, I'll give him your information so he can contact you.
Yeah, no doubt. Perfect.
Yeah. We got to lock in, brother. We got to lock in. Real quick, yeah, no kidding, Michelle, I don't want to sound like I'm intruding, but can I ask a question?
Yeah.
For cash?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. That's a bit. Hey, I was wondering, fam, if you was born and raised in Cali?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Cali. I've been living in Flint, Michigan for the last, like, 7 years.
So you in Michigan, fam, right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
That's what's up.
I don't know if you've ever been out there, dog, but I could hear the Cali in you, so I was like, dog, you thought you brought that out there to Michigan. I know you got to be popping, fam.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to keep grinding, because your music is different, dog. You got a style, dog, you know, that's maybe common in Cali, but it's still different, dog, you know, and now you took it out of state, family. Keep grinding, bro, that's definitely something that be proud of right there, dog. You got something that most people be trying to mimic.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate
you can tell you West Coast, man, through and through.
Dog, that's what I was like, dog. You born and raised from Cali? You like, straight up. Just off the rip, how you said it, I'm like, yeah, he Cali, dog. He rep that, dog. You know, the same way. I live in Houston, but I'm always down for my city, bro. I love my city. My city raised me, bro, but I'm down for this Houston. I love Houston culture and everything. So, you know, I love how you rep your city. As soon as I, you know what I'm saying, ask you, like, yes, sir. You know what I mean? That's what's up, fam.
Yeah.
I know you hate that
snow. So are you from Wisconsin or Texas?
I'm from Wisconsin, born and raised.
I moved to Houston when I was 17. It's such a cheese capital. Didn't I used to always say you were cheesy just to irritate you because of that? I think it is. But anyway, isn't that the cheese capital?
It is, yeah. Beer,
yeah,
cheese.
You were the one always said that you're cheesy, just because I'm cheesy, but yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
My pocket's cheesy.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah,
so
keep going,
Jeff, we're going to play one of your songs next. Let me tell you which one we're going to play. I love, just so you all know, I do truly love this show. I love music. It's just part of my life and will always be. And if you all have ever talked to me, you already know that, so I'm not going to go into the whole thing. But everybody out there knows that Shells loves her music. All right. So
yeah, yeah.
Let's go with, you want to go with Focused or God Checked?
You already played God Check.
I'll get
yeah,
it. Yeah, I did. No. So we have Focused and Receiving You and Prayed.
Oh, I sent you that many songs?
I'm going to let you pick just what you sent me.
We can go with Focused. It's a quick little song that I had written, and I felt like at the moment that, man, the consistency that I've been going with, you know, I've been grinding my blessings after blessings. You know, I felt like, you know, I was in the zone, you know what I mean? So I had put like a little mini gospel flow, and I named it Focus. So that's what this one is. Little freestyle.
All right. That's amazing. Focus. Let's get it.
I remember being posted, looking for nicks and dimes, walking the streets at awkward times, knowing I could have been smarter at times, but it made me who I am today, wouldn't have it no other way, I'm just trying to get to heaven's gate, alive, yeah, here I am in the flesh, only God knows what's happening next, I pray, then I give him my best, cause I never been the one to put the blame on ya, I see ya out, you do your thing, I do the same on ya, when I look in the mirror, wanna see me a change, man. Know I look the same on the outside. On the inside, I'm changing. Doing things, going places. Got me feeling just amazing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Got me feeling just amazing.
Oh, man, I didn't even realize I wasn't on you. What's up, everybody? We back on Sideways. What do you think of that track, guys?
Sometimes you got to do that nice and quick, you know?
Yeah, that's actually out on YouTube. got a video to it. Like I said, it was a minute, something I just, I chose that one first, so, you know, something quick.
So, makes you feel just amazing. Were you self-conceited in that? No, I'm just kidding with you.
that's what everybody said when I came up with that name. So you that's confidence speaking right there, you know what I mean?
I know it. I already know. You people be giving you a hard time. You got brothers, you get a hard time. You know what I'm saying? Then you got friends that are irritating and give you a hard time too.
Yeah.
Yes. So listen, guys, I'm going to play some more music, but first I'm going to bring in, we have a lot of callers. We actually have like, I don't know, 8 callers that are wanting to talk on hold, and I haven't got to go to everybody. But the first one I answered was Jacko with GMG, and I'm going to bring him in. Hey, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
What up, what up? What's up, Jacko?
What's up?
How's it going?
What you want?
Y'all playing some bangers right now. I'm loving all the music y'all.
Yeah.
This is Jack O.G. and
I appreciate
the G&G organization. Yeah, he's one of the members under the Flint, Michigan chapter of G&G.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I've been with Jay since he, like, created G&G. I've been rocking with him. We go way back. And, yeah, I was one of the first ones. He pretty much made me start rapping with him.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, thank you. What do you think of the Sideways show? You liking it so far?
Oh, I love it.
We appreciate
it. Doing it.
Yeah, much appreciated, man.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We love our listeners. We love our artists. And we love life, I'm telling you. I really love having y'all on.
That part.
And,
I love
and just so, enjoying like, a few minutes of your time.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on. I wasn't expecting this.
That's crazy. We take
callers. You never know. All right. All right. I'm going to put you back on hold and enjoy the rest of the show. And then we're going to play another song from Jay Cass. So if you want to give any shout-outs to anybody before you go.
Shout out to everybody with GMG Movement. Shout out to everybody on the show right now. Just keep making that good music, and appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah, anytime, man.
Appreciate you.
Much love. All right. So, Jay Cash, we're going to get ready and play another one of your songs. Let me look here real quick. Just to let you all know, usually, like, I can convert songs as they don't come in, like, on MP3, but I haven't had time, as crazy as it's been, so a couple songs that you sent, if they were not in MP3 format, they won't be on here, just to let y'all know. It's nothing personal. So, you want to play G.O.D., It's Supposed to Be Here, or G&G Kings?
Yeah, huh? This is representing the Kings Coalition chapter of G&G. One of the chapters that has gotten established with us through our distribution and everything else, where we're making moves with through GMG. This is about a song that, you know what I'm saying, there was a lot of shit going on in our lives, so we put it together.
And which one's that?
The song with G.O.D. That's
G&G
Kings. Wanna Be Here.
All right,
Supposed to Be Here.
Okay.
Yeah, ain't supposed to be here.
There's GMG on everything, so when you say with GMG, I have to know.
it's the King's Coalition chapter of GMG.
Got you. So this is Jay Cass. I'll let you bring it in one more time. Sorry, Jay Cass, but you know I smoke a lot of weed, man.
You're all good.
And bring it in one more time. Everybody meet up afterwards. Okay, this is Jay Cash.
Not even supposed to be here today. Not even supposed to be here today. I'm not even supposed to be here today. Oh, fuck you.
Working on my day off. The goddamn steel shutters are closed. I deal with every backward-ass fuck on the planet.
Yeah, G-O-D, Jay Cash, Mark, ready? Let's go.
I ain't even supposed to be here, but I'm here. Making shit happen, working on music. I don't got nothing left.
say, but I'm busting Holly's favorite thing out of me. Shout out to my mama, I know she up in every shed and tears.
Yeah, GMG for life, KGE for life.
I'm on the grind, 9 to 5, working on music every day and every night. I'm patiently waiting for the day that I get signed. I'll be sipping champagne like it was my last. I ain't got nothing to complain about, shit, homie, I'm having a blast. Roll one, smoke one, light a doobie up while I'm listening to Doobie. She toxic and she wild, if she can fuck with me, she might have my child. Put a rubber on, just let it out. I'm a sick motherfucker, baby, you gon' know that. I don't play around when it comes to making checks. I'm a baller, shot caller, she a freak in the sheets, I'm a hauler. Give her my digits and get hers too. When she plays the cards right, she gon' be my wife soon. Wifey status, bitch. I ain't even supposed to be here, but I'm here. Making shit happen, working on music every day. I don't got nothing to say, but I'm busting her, my favorite thing got out here. Shout out to my mama, I know she up in every shed and tears.
KGE for life, smart. Look, I know what they said about me. I ain't tripping. I know where they whereabouts be.
About me.
I don't know why they worry about me.
About
I ain't supposed to be here, they're concerned about me.
Yeah.
I know they hate the fact that I'm on, but I'ma keep on grinding till the day that I'm gone. I know they want my spot, that's for sure. Show. God got my back, the devil can't take my soul. No, he try to take it once, no giving up.
Nah.
Look into my soul, you can see I'm worth a million.
Whoa.
They try to kill me once, but I'm still up on a mission. It's GMG for life, and I know you see the message. There ain't no stopping us, you better listen, my apprentice. I'm here with God's child, and I know he had expected.
I ain't even supposed to be here, but I'm here. Making shit happen, working on music every day. I don't got nothing to say, but I'm busting how my favorite thing got on here. Shout out to my mama, I know she up in every shed and tears. Whoa.
My ex-girlfriend is catatonic after fucking a dead guy, and my present girlfriend has sucked 36 dicks.
37.
That's hilarious.
Yo. You delivered, bro. Golly.
She was delivering, huh?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. But that song was dope as hell. It just got me at the end. It's kind of like, hey, I don't know if you remember this or not, just amazing, but one of my favorite songs to get motivated to is Money Trees by Kendrick Lamar. And, you know, at the end when he goes, girl, I want your body, because I think I'll find out. You know what I'm saying? It kind of put me about some songs like that. But anyway.
Yeah, one thing GMG likes to do, we like to bring versatility to our music, you know what I'm saying? We got all different styles and different, you know what I'm saying? We international, so we all around the world. You know, there's 11 chapters. We got a chapter in Africa, so we got to, you know what I'm saying, meet the criteria for every style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how you do it, man.
Absolutely.
That's definitely how you do that.
Mm-hmm.
I was,
yeah, man, I could see myself just chilling with that track in the hoopty. Man, straight up. Yeah, it ain't hard to tell where you're from, man, that's for sure. Even sometimes you even have, like, you even talk like Snoop a bit sometimes, too, like a high, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he sounds like, he's got that West Coast vibe, sure, but he's got that... It's funny because when I first talked to him, like, it was like, I was like, man, I don't know what kind of vibe to get from you yet, because you do give me that Detroit, like, attitude, but the West Coast vibe at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't know what to think right now. I'm kind of confused. You know? But,
yeah.
For real, dear. It was all... It was a mythological experience. Yeah.
Okay.
Not mythological. Okay. I can't even think of the right word right now, but it sounded good.
Yeah, that's
great. You all know I do smoke with weed every time. Josh, you smoke with me, you know.
Yeah. That's one thing I get criticized about when I'm talking about. Like, don't worry about me.
Listen, let me tell you something. God knows that I smoke weed. When he put me on this planet, he knew that he was going to provide weed for my needs. I promise
you. Yeah,
because
know,
maybe he provided
that.
Me for the weed's needs. And then we go full circle,
we all,
yes,
we
indeed.
All, we all dealing with something, man. So, you know, we can't, you know, we're going to die imperfect. So if people think that you're going to do something, you know, you think you're going to be perfect, that's impossible. You know what I mean? So we all walk in the walk of faith, you know what I mean? We all deal with demons. We all deal with our own issues. So for me to look at somebody else and point the finger, you know, or for them to do the same to me, you know, I just keep it moving. I go where I'm loved, you know what I mean? So I don't trip it.
Yeah, I can tell you very spiritual. I like that. It's very important to have that in this rap game and this industry, you know what I'm saying? People don't understand this rap game is really, really spiritual, you know what I'm saying? You pay for it, you don't make it, you know what I mean?
You see it,
I like
dog.
That.
Yeah.
Keep that up, bro.
You already know it.
Got a, there's people in this world that will, I don't know how to act. Man, I don't want to sound awful on people. I'm probably going to get hate mail after I say this, but this is what I'm going to say. There are people in this world that you meet that want to broaden their mind and are willing to listen, and there are people that are willing to receive, and then they adapt and survive. Does that make sense? And then there are people that don't want to grow, don't want to move, don't want to adapt, and they do that. But there's those people that do want to grow and that do want to adapt and kind of, you know, because it takes times when you can say, you know, I messed up. It takes times to say, you know, I didn't know that. But I can't stand for somebody to tell me they know something and not know it. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't care, man, if you don't know it, tell me. We'll figure it out together. You know what I'm saying? If I don't know. But I'm just, if I like to surround myself with people that like to grow and, you know, and love and not spread hate, you know, because there's too much of it. And I think that our show continues to grow because these artists that we have on, Maddie, they know how to, you know, do that. And
we've never had that. Everyone on the show is humble, and that's coming from me. I'm not a humble guy. But, we've never really interviewed an actual person, honestly.
Yeah. And so I just think it's pretty amazing, you know, how big this music industry is, but how amazing it is for the people that work together and grow and, you know, learn. Listen and learn, you know, from each other. It's just amazing to me. And I appreciate you guys coming on the show tonight. So that's just my little side note. So anybody that wants to get mad because I'm saying that some people can't grow or whatever the hell ever, all well.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but they do.
Everybody, I like the vibe.
Everybody worried about what's the world. And nobody worried about themselves. Nobody wanna grow themselves. You know, look into themselves. We all have our flaws and we're humans, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta think about the broadcast the positive, you know what I mean? It's like the news, it's negative, you know what I mean? If you feed on that, that's what you're gonna get. You know, it's gonna be negative all around. It's what it is, you know what I mean? You can't save everybody. It goes back to that same saying, I can't take you to heaven or hell.
Right.
You know, you put positivity, that's what it is. It's the universe. We all connected.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is, you know?
And I just think it's an amazing thing. And I appreciate all our listeners. I appreciate all our artists. You know, I appreciate everybody that that takes their time out of the day to be with us and share their stories with us. And really, it just feels like our family just keeps growing, you know? Like, I feel like anybody that I've had on this show, I could literally, if I needed to just call and talk for a second, I could probably do that. But not that I do that, you know what I'm saying? But that's how humble they are, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, seriously. If you really needed somebody, I feel like they would be there. And I just think that's amazing. That says something about the music industry and the people that were around. And I love to see everybody connect and grow. So thank you all for that.
No, I agree with that. Everyone we've had on this show, I honestly, like you said, Shells, I honestly think that if push comes to shove, you know what I'm saying? Like, they try to help you out in whatever way they could, you know? And that's pretty rare. This music industry is spicy as shit, man. And there's a lot of, like, that's why I like how Shells has this dream of this shit. And she asked me to do it, and I said, no,
that's what
DMG's
about.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's another thing. I really like your whole business platform. Good. Who is?
You were. I couldn't. There's a background noise or something.
Oh, anyways, I was saying I like that whole platform about it's the record label with the contracts. Like, I think that's a very good way of looking at things, and it's a good way to, I mean, support and teach. I mean, that also gives you a whole chance to become an entirely different entity based on love and just mutual respect. So I think that's pretty cool, man. I think what you're doing is great, and I hope it continues to grow in this year and beyond. I just think that's a cool idea.
And we appreciate you greatly for that. For real, your words mean a lot.
I think it's cool that the two GMGs have got together and, you know, do promote growth and I don't know. I appreciate you all. You know, I'm so busy in my life and everything, and I try to show support when I can, and I try to catch up. But when you have 800 people and 80, you know, groups and everything, it's hard to catch up with everything when you're going through life, too. And I try to show support where I can, and I've always received it, too, and I appreciate that for the ones that have. But, you know, sometimes I know life's hard. Just I know that I appreciate, like I said, I appreciate you guys. So, Malik Moore, appreciate you. D-Miz wanted me to say shout out to everybody on the show. He texted in GNG. So shout out to Gangsta Six Men. Shout out to you.
Shells, we love you and appreciate you. You want to always
we appreciate that you appreciate that you're appreciated. Okay, let's get the hell on, Jill. All right. So anyway, you know, I know, man. I smoked a bowl, man. I'm sorry. All right. And I have shatter on it. You know what I'm saying? So I had that THC shatter. So we're going to go back to what's amazing. Right. And we're going to do receiving you or prayed. Which one are we doing? I can't remember which one
we can do prayed up. We can do prayed up.
Okay.
Yeah, Prayed Up is this is one is called Prayed Up. This one is basically, you know, this is talking about, you know, we all got to stay prayed up. You just on a subject and, you know, way of the world and all that stuff. You know, I mean, I stay prayed up, you know, rather than going out here and talking about it. I just, you know, pray, get in that Bible, get my tools for the way, go out there in the world, go ahead and fight the war out in the world. And this right here is called Prayed Up. You all got to stay prayed up.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Hey.
Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I got to stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I got to stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I got to stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
Gotta stay prayed up, yeah. Only way is up,
only way is up.
Only way, only way, only way. Only way is up,
only way is up.
Only way, only way, only way.
and I pray too. I don't say just to say, when I say I'll pray for you. Look, I'm feeling great too. I don't need the acknowledgement, I'm just a great dude. Hey, hold up, player. About to hit you with the quick prayer. Like, blessed Lord, we need a message, Lord. I'ma check it, Lord, then address it, Lord. I'm not living for the spotlight. I have plenty of those under the cop lights. Laying raggedy cells because of bar fights. Now look at me, Lord, getting my wrongs right, right. If you knew me, you'd be proud of me. I know my granny, Uncle Charlie looking down on me. Sometimes I look up to the clouds and they smile and lean. Like, Lord, thank God, I'm not wild and lean. Man, I just pray for it. Gotta stay on my grind like a skateboard. Tell these haters get in line, they'll wait for it. Tell these haters stay in line, they'll wait for it. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Let me say a prayer.
Let me say a prayer.
I gotta stay prayed up. Yeah. Only way is up.
Only way is up.
Only way. Only way. Only way. Only way is up.
Only way is up.
Only way. Only way. Only way.
That's a slapper. I like it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to have
appreciate it, man. My daughter's a slapper, my guy. Appreciate you, man.
Like that track was real. That was a good song,
yeah.
Man.
All platforms, all platforms.
That's what's up, man. I love to see how you've grown, man. And, it's dope to see. I appreciate it. Yeah. I appreciate being part of your life, dude.
It was crazy to meet you and be like, whoa. You came a long way, Shell, too, so.
Man, but I always did music. You all know that. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
But, you know. And Corey Dine, that was pretty sad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy.
I don't know. That changes me a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, for real. I called John and gave him a little piece of my mind that day. Oh, man.
I'm sure.
Oh, man. I had gave him everything. Because like I said, man, that, I don't know, man. I never seen myself being there, and I thought it was a joke. You know what I mean? And I even felt like I was going to die out there, too. I was going to go to jail. Something crazy. Because there's been plenty of times I should have went upside somebody's head, hurt somebody, because I didn't.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, no, really. So. And it's crazy out there. And, you know, I wasn't out there very long. You know, I left and went and started doing my music stuff and doing my own thing. And, best decision I ever made. But, you know, that was a sad situation, you know. But everything's for a reason.
Yeah.
Everything's for a reason. And
no, exactly.
You know.
It was crazy out there.
I was in Florida.
That boy Matt freaked out on me. There was, you remember, they used to call him, like, that Shell Matt? I forgot what his dude. Something Matt.
Yeah, man. The one that I left, yeah, I know, because he was on meth so bad. I don't deal with meth people, man.
Bro, dog freaked out on me one day, dog, and was telling me he was seeing stuff. I was like, yo, sit down, chill out, bro. I was like, I'm finna knock you out, bro. I'm finna put you to sleep, because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
Dog was spazzing. Same thing with Alan. Remember Alan? Spazzing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, boys was some
Brandon, you know, his brother died. Brandon died, but yeah, on the happier thing, that was a sad situation. That, that's sad. We don't want to talk about that. Anymore.
Yeah,
we're gonna stay prayed up. I gotta stay prayed.
No, straight up. I mean, I just got some. I got mixed emotions about some of that stuff sometimes. I just be like, yo.
I know, man.
You like that straight up, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we could talk about that another time. yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. So, Jake Hasbroken, let me ask you something.
Because
I'm gonna start getting in the mind of people, just because I'd like to know this. If you had one thing that you had to, that you could have to eat ever again, what would it be? And just amazing you'd be thinking, because I'm gonna ask you the same thing. Maddie,
I already know what the answer is. I definitely have to say my grandpa, rest in peace. He used to make these meatball sandwiches. He claimed he had a secret recipe, but it seemed to be basic to me. But after he died, I could never have find anyone to make the same meatball sandwiches that my grandpa would make.
Yeah, I want a meatball sandwich.
They can't make it like grandpa did, though. So it ain't going to be the same.
Yeah, right. Now I want to try one. Maybe one day I get to try one. Yeah. That's amazing. What about you?
I feel
you?
That, though, because I'm a human garbage disposal, so.
I know that.
I don't think I eat anything. But if I had to choose, I mean, a lot of people would be like, ugh, but I love Chinese food. I love Chinese food. I could eat that forever.
Yeah.
I don't know. People
what
say you like to eat dogs or whatever. I'm like, that's some good German Shepherd, bitch. Ooh, slap some soy sauce on that boy.
That is. It's not dog, all of it, y'all. Yeah, people are crazy. Whatever. Yeah. Okay, now that we got Peter called on this, let's go on to Natty. Natty.
No, I've been thinking, man. Honestly, if I had one thing to eat, it would be sloth. Most people pronounce it as faux, but it's not the best thing to talk. I do that for, well, until I shot myself in the face from eating only faux. So, yeah, that'd be it.
Oh, my God. My wife loves that. I can't stand that, dog.
What is it?
It's like Vietnamese soup. So you got noodles.
What are you talking about?
Vietnamese soup.
What's the name of it?
It's spelled pho, pho, but it's pronounced pho.
Yeah, pho, I know, yeah. Pho, pho, yeah, pho. I eat there. I like it. Yeah, it is whatever I go in. I like the noodles and the broth. It's good.
Yeah, but you get some rare beef in there. I don't do the tendon and tripe. That shit's nasty. Never.
I do chicken. I like my chicken. I like the pork.
So. I don't even know if they're real beef. They're like rolled up, like byproduct. But God, they good, man. Put some hoisin sauce in that.
I hope not, man. Oh my goodness, it's getting ready to storm out here. It's lightning.
Hey, at least you got your walkway there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now I can just get struck by lightning on the walkway. That makes it all good. No, I'm just kidding.
Kelly's Frankenstein comes back. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. I could just see, you know, and in my mind, Thriller's playing in the background. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
He got hit three times by lightning. And he's still.
My God.
And anytime we walk on a rainstorm, man, I tell him, like, get the fuck away from me. He's like, still alive.
Yeah.
Right? He was crazy.
Dude,
you know how they look for, you know this show, like in West Virginia, they must have witchers, right? You know what a witcher is, right? When they're looking for water or pipes, you know when they hold two sticks that have, like.
Yeah, I mean, we do that to get water and find water, yes.
He could do that, too. Like, he's crazy, man. He's crazy like that. Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Like, he's a tough boy, man. He used to put up.
I'm country as hell, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just am. I mean, I am. I'm country, but I'm like the good kind of country. Like, I can get along with anybody, though. You know.
He's the reason I wear cowboy boots, man. Except I'm a fake ass cowboy. I don't know how to ride a horse or that shit. But damn, I look good. Shells, it's your turn.
All right, so. Honestly, it would be, I make this homemade biscuit, right? And I take shaved ham, and I fry in the iron skillet with the egg and some cheese whiz. It has to be the cheese whiz, you know, and you melt it and you put it on the egg and the ham and the cheese. And I would want that forever because it's so good. It's bomb, and it's like my go-to favorite thing.
Yep, man. Nice. You took pictures of, didn't you? Those look actually pretty damn good, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I can cook now. You know, that's one thing about living on the farm.
Yeah. Yeah, but Shell's always like, she loves sending me food. Every time she makes some, every holiday, every fake holiday, I don't know. She sends me these food trays everywhere, man. I don't know how you got that time to do that. But it looks delicious. Next time I come to WV, I'm coming to best believe that.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Shell,
I cook really good.
I don't know if this sounds bad, man, but I got a little something to handle. I don't want to cut y'all off, but I'm going to have to bounce.
Okay, go ahead and go. It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's all I want to say.
Well,
like,
then it's
out
with J-Cast.
Huh?
You say what?
I said we'll go ahead and finish up our interview with J-Cast. And I think you have one more song, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I do.
Well, Just, man, it was a pleasure, man. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Your family, man. So come back
and
hey, bye-bye.
I appreciate it, man. I really do appreciate y'all having me on the show. I'm sorry that I had to leave so soon. But
no worries.
No worries. It's all good, man. Yeah, we appreciate you coming on the show. We don't have any set time limit. We just get on the show and talk.
Yeah.
No, it was dope. It was dope. It was actually faster. It was longer than I thought. It was like an hour.
Ain't no worries. One love.
One love, man. Thanks for going. And I love to see you growing. Give the wife and the kids much love.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Uh-huh. So, J-Cast, Merkham, G&G. We'll go on to your song, then.
Amen.
We'll go ahead and go. Let me look up here.
Excuse me.
Some projects or shows that you have coming up, man.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, actually.
Thank
I was
you.
Wondering. Because I'm going to start looking this stuff up.
J-Cash.
Did you actually drop the wrong one?
I didn't drop it.
None. Make it funny.
Hey, J-Cash.
Yeah, what's up?
What? Hey, I don't know what happened,
We're asking you what you got, like, in the near future. What you got? Because, like, after listening to your music, I'm really looking to find your stuff and download a bunch of it. So, do you have anything new coming out? Or are you still going off the last one?
Oh no, we got a whole system. See, I got a lot of. Okay, where do I start? Okay, so we got about 5 songs set to release within the next 2-3 months. It's supposed to be consistent all year. We gonna start doing music videos too soon. Behind GMG, we got the whole algorithm set up. We got our own major distribution to Bagheads. Shout out to them. We putting out music consistently on over 100 streaming platforms, about 2 songs a month. We doing that like all year. We have 11 chapters under us and over 100 people under just me. So it's a lot of dropping, a lot of music dropping. So if you want to look me up, you know what I'm saying? You can check me out every other month. You're going to find a bunch of new content. Make sure you check our page, YouTube too. That's where we put all the GMG interviews and podcasts.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Under J-Cash Merkham, GMG.
I think that's good, about 2 songs a month, right? 2 to 3?
Yeah, and we start promoting them about a month ahead of time. That's the goal, at least.
All right, man, good to know. I'm definitely going to check you out because I'm loving your vibe. And actually, Shells is really, she told me about you guys a while back, and she has nothing but love for you. And now that I met you, I have nothing but love for you too. So anything you need for promotion or whatever, just it's too bad. You don't have Twitter, huh? Well, Shells is going to check.
Yeah, no, I don't know Twitter like that. Dude, but it's old, so it's, you know what I'm saying?
I can give them your information, like your email and stuff like that, too, Maddie. Like, you know.
Well, no, I'm saying
WhatsApp.
That, yes.
You have WhatsApp?
No, I don't have WhatsApp, but you could give me his email. We can keep in contact and
yeah.
His number.
Yeah, he's in Canada,
yeah,
but
definitely.
It's just Maddie Management, one word, at gmail.com.
And
yeah.
That sideways, that sideways
yeah, true
email,
that.
Also, he can check that one, too, at any time, just to let you know. So if you ever have a problem getting through, like if something's not going through or something, you can send it to that because Maddie has access to that
yeah.
As well.
All right. Okay.
Looking forward to that, man. 100%.
Yeah, I appreciate you tuning in and listening to us, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of good music getting put out, you know, so definitely tune in. You won't be disappointed.
I guarantee that, yeah. All right, no doubt.
Yeah, so we're going to play another one of his, too. And I can't see the name of it, but I'm going to play it, J-Cass. If it's wrong, text me. But then you can announce it afterwards because something where this storm's coming in, my stuff is messing up, computer and phone. So here we go, guys, everybody. This is J-Cass Merkin, DMV.
Not even supposed to be here today. Fuck! Not even supposed to be here today. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Oh, fuck you.
Working on my day off. The goddamn steel shutters are closed. I deal with every backward-ass fuck on the planet.
Yeah, J-Cass Merkin, ready? Let's go.
I ain't even supposed to be here, but I'm here. Making shit happen, working on music every day. I don't got nothing.
Yeah, that was the last song I played. Sorry about that, y'all. This is
yeah,
DMG
Kings. That was the last one y'all played.
Yeah, we're going to DMG Kings. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, this is, yeah. Can I tell what the song's about real quick? This song is representing the King's Collision chapter of GMG. This is me and William Keith. This is a song that hasn't dropped yet, an unreleased song that's dropping on all streaming platforms next month on the 14th.
Oh, so this is exclusive for Sideways with Shells and Maddie M?
Uh-huh. These are the first people to hear it. Yeah. Anybody tuning in? Uh-huh.
Love it. Let's go. Let's get it.
GMG in this bitch. Keep me going, I ain't never been here before. Raw, hard, core, millennium, B-war, NG-war. Every time you open your mouth, I'm gonna put the barrel right there when you open your mouth. I'm like anything I've ever experienced. Nervous and lost and feminine, can't take what I'm sending. I'm barring the distance, I was part of all competition. Make it rain, man, I hope that bitch is water resistant. I got caught with dope in both of my pockets. Haters is watching, got a Glock in both of my pockets. It's all in the game, should've read the manual closer. When it's over, it's gonna be a nigga from Bama to Florida. Hands it on over, give me everything that you owe me. Run up on me, we gon' see if you'll get homies. It's only your cheese from the block. Swear to God, I see what I got. Clip that I got, should be in risk, believe it or not. Look, I don't feel no pain. Go head on for the train, go hard in the best fucking star of the game. Never touch nothing, remote control hustler. My bitch, I don't trust a whore. I love all hands, the first one to blast, last one to laugh, the face under the mask, asking for the cash, motherfucking soldier, can't think like a cobra, the opposite of cold, I run hot like a motor, hot like a motor. GMG in this bitch. I'm with the ad man right now.
Talk to him.
I don't even play with
Merch,
him.
I can't.
Merch, talk to him.
It's next up, you can see me blessed up. The mask up, you can see us on the neck. Look, yeah, we set it up. We ain't stopping till we stretched up. They try to stretch us once, so we caught them while he's blicked up. Wait for city shit, so what the fuck I'm in your mansion for? GMG the next up squad, yeah, we next to blow. I told you that we step on cold, now we finna step on yo. Push on the right, split the streets, so we gon' get it off. Not in my city, that's the city where the killers grow. Yeah, I killed my dog, I lost my mind, I couldn't even cope. Too many homies, I can't hear them with my hands.
hands and toes and knees. Ain't even campuses, the fact you better fucking know. G.I. hella hoes and pull up when we tell them no. Damn. Make them mad, got them hating with a heavy soul. Hold on, love him unless you love me, I just hope you know. He and GMG, he probably lies like a broken soul.
Yeah, I love how you always say so much damage is bad, man.
Oh. I'm gonna bring that. I'm gonna bring that.
Yeah. That's a banger, baby.
That brings back the, old vibe, you know what I'm saying? The old,
Definitely.
When we used to get circles and go up and down and somebody dance in the middle. Hey.
Yeah,
definitely. I feel that. We got a whole algorithm set up for our music, you know what I'm saying? Like, see, that's representing the King's Collision chapter of GMG. So behind that, my man G-Dog, he's the one that makes the song. And then the one that made the graphics, I believe, was either Jacko. If it wasn't Jacko, it was William Keith, which is the one that was on the song. So everybody plays a part in everything that happens, you know what I'm saying, behind the production of GMG, you know what I mean? What chapter you in, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, the song Good vs. Evil, that was the Flint, Michigan chapter of GMG. So I had, you know what I'm saying, the Flint, Michigan chapter of GMG work on the production and the release of that. So there's a whole big algorithm and system happening behind all the chapters. You know what I'm saying? I'm the man behind everything happening.
The King? Yo, Chels, I want to tell you something. So I'm outside smoking, right, when I was listening to the track. And some dude comes by with headphones on, and he looks up at me. He's like, yo, man, I'm listening right now. And I'm like, I don't know how to feel about that. Like, homeboy knows where I live, or did I be blessed? Yeah, man, I'm like, thanks, man. Thank you.
Yeah, this is kind of dope, you know?
Well, it is. I do live in a glass house, though. It's got four sides, all windows. So, yeah, I mean, what can you expect? I walk around butt naked a lot, too, so, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey. Not this time, though. But, yeah, you got to respect that.
That's great. And, goodness. So, you know, I'm excited to see what more music you bring. I know you sent some more to me. I'm going to see if I can't get another one to load up real quick, because some of them didn't come through. So I'm trying to like transfer it over, see if it'll do.
I'm excited too, man. I'm going to keep in touch because I'm going to promote all your work for real. I'm really excited about all your new projects and everything. It's gonna be a good year for you, my man.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Did you send me any others? Take ass.
I believe I only sent you four.
Okay. All right. Do you want to play another one? We got time for one more.
I mean, yeah, for sure we can. You want how you want me to send it to you? Your email or what's going on?
What I'm gonna do while you're looking it up and sending it to me, and I download it, I'm gonna play a song to you guys that because I go on about the music industry a lot, you know what I'm saying? And a long time ago, when like Justin Mazie and I were talking about when Corey, my friend Corey, got hit by a car when he was walking across the street one day. Shout out to Prince for you know, my other homeboy that was out on the road contacted me and everything, and he died. But I was out following my music dream, and this was a song that I helped write with LOE Cartel out of Indianapolis, Indiana. So I'm going to play a little bit of it. I'm not going to play all of it while he's sending me that song, and then we're going to come back in and talk for a second and play another Jay Cash work of G&G song. Shout out to GMG, the Get Money Gang and Growth Music Group. Much love to all y'all. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I did it. Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah.
I wrote this song, drive in Louisiana, born and raised in Indiana. Yesterday was Alabama, had to slide down on my young prince, he stay in Charlotte. Baby mama took him far away, that made me hardly. Now my money piling up, I'm running up the profit, West Virginia. She got crazy, Captain Rockin' in my pocket. Ohio, I would never forget all the bad news. R.P. the Lil Stretch with Selena, we lost two, damn. Speeding through Georgia, turn me into a bulldog. I'm going head first, ain't no stopping, I'm falling off. Mississippi in the Bayou, they really living in swamp life. Touchdown in Houston, Texas, we partying, turning up all night. San Antonio, talking millions with Ruben. Life of an entrepreneur, gotta keep it moving, ayy. With a vision and a team, you can do it. Turn our dreams into reality, y'all witness this.
Do it, ayy, ayy, ayy.
Are you there?
Yeah,
I'm still here.
Okay, so I guess the phone cut out. So anyway, that was part of my song. Even say, I wrote that song we actually wrote that song on the road when we were traveling city, state to state on tour.
I like that track. Chill, man.
Yeah. A little leap of faith.
Yeah, that's, I like that a lot.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to get Jay Cash to send us a song that's unreleased, but it's, there it goes. It was being a little bit difficult with me there for a second, you know. Kind of like teenagers. They're difficult. That's fun. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I got your thing, man. So yeah, keep in touch. Just keep sending it to Sideways Michelle and Maddie. All your music.
Yeah,
man.
I'm definitely. Oh yeah, I definitely keep in touch and keep you updated on what we're doing.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. And I try to like post some stuff on. I don't post a lot anymore like I used to because I used to post everybody's stuff, but we're. I'm doing all the shows now. I'm programming director and kids and everything else. It's like I don't, you know, what I'm, you don't know how it is. Once you take on so many hats, you can only do so much. But so it takes me a while to get caught up on stuff. But I always stay in tune. It might take me a few weeks or something to get caught up on people. But just so everybody out there that's listening to me right now. I really do listen to your stuff, and I'm not going to tell you if I like it or not, but please don't be submitting a whole bunch of songs to me, because I promise I'll get to it when I can. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? If you want to contact me and talk business and stuff, I'll get to it, but if I get to listen to it, that's when I'll do it. I mean, I promise you. I do eventually listen to stuff, and if you're an asshole to me before I get to you about it, then I'll listen to it anyway and tell you, you have good music, but you're an asshole, so I'll never listen to it again. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yep. Send those my way, please. Send those my way. unless you're like planning on being on the show, don't stack up our emails, man.
Right. straight up, though. Like, you know how many people get a hold of you a day? It's crazy. So tell us about this song, Jake Hashmorgan. Blue Flames.
This song. Yeah, uh-huh. This song's called Blue Flames. This is me and Third Eye GMG. He's part of the Las Vegas chapter of GMG. So this song represents the Las Vegas chapter of GMG.
Well, how many people you got in Las Vegas, man? I lived there for 10 years. I'm just wondering, how many people you got on the chapter there?
Not too many. We got about 5 to 7. Two artists. And the rest are, we got a club promoter. He does, he sets up shows and stuff, so he keeps in contact with me so I can help set up shows from time to time. And we also got a graphic designer and a couple other people that's a part of that chapter. Like I said, there's 100 people, so, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, there's about 700 babies.
Like 15 artists were hard enough, but 100, that's craziness, man. You must be all about it.
Big yeah, we definitely built this shit from the ground up. It's gotten real big. It's definitely through God, you know what I'm saying? That's all I can say. It's a lot. We've accomplished a lot in a short amount of time.
Yeah, well, I mean, product speaks for itself, right?
Yeah. I appreciate you and your words. It means a lot. The GMG is sitting here listening right now. They're telling me how great it is.
No, I like talking to other moguls, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm CEO of my company. I started it. You know how I got started? Some dude I met. I was buying cigarettes or something. He comes up to me and I said to him, "Yo, I like your J's, man." And he's like, "Yeah." So we ended up hanging out that night. And then the next day he says, "Matty, I want to ask you something." I said, "I'm not giving you any money." That was the first thing out of my mouth. And this was in LV. And then he says, "No, I've never seen a white boy with so much swag as you." He's like, "You want to be my manager?" And I'm like, "Aight." And that started like 9 years ago with my first artist.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm about 15. And yeah,
okay,
so
okay.
I can't even imagine. But, I mean, you got your own heads, right, for each. You got your own section, right?
Yeah, you said our own production?
No, I mean, you have your own boss for each section, like each chapter you have,
oh,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah. Well,
I got there's 11 chapters, and each chapter has a leader that orchestrates things based on the foundation and structure that I created. And with that, we're building trying to build a million dollar image in a short amount of time. I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. No, man. That's
so much. Repeat that again.
What up?
You said what?
You're trying to repeat that again, Jake Cash. What was that exactly? I was trying to. You're trying to create a
million
what now?
Short
We're trying to
time.
Create a million dollar image in a short amount of time. So that's what the interviews, the podcast. And everything that I'm doing for the artists, the songs, the distribution, and everything that we're putting out, we're trying to create that million-dollar look. So when these million, because we get looked at by millionaires all the time, people that are mainstream and major artists, but they just look at us. So we're trying to create that image. So when they look at us, they can see that we're worth $1 million. We're worth investing that million into, you know what I'm saying, because they're going to make that shit right back because they see how we grind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Let's go into it. Let's go into Jake Hashmorgan's Blue Flame. Let's get it.
These hoes chose to never lack it. Lack that cool face, they never tricky. If you want the fade, then touche. Shit, baby, blue same color as the Kool-Aid. Today I'm just chillin', but it could be up on a Tuesday. If I ever catch a nop, then it's up. Fuck with Tuesday. Shout out to my group, eh? My life like a movie. We steppin' out, beef it, got the bottom of my shoe stain. Smokin' on some blue way, waking bout my new thing. Labels tapping in, but they can tell that I'm beyond straight. Sippin' on some rosé, mixed it with a Bombay. Shawty on my dick, she be in love. She say I hit the spot, A, it's killers where I live. Tell me how you feel, but I'ma show you
It's love in the field. If you look into my eyes, you can tell that I'm for real. Lil Wayne. Blue flames, new steel, pray to God, but we live in the new age. I'm fighting these demons, but these angels remove pain. I'm stressed out, I'm off this cherry pie and do say. So cast me with a thing, had to do some time in the tank. I was in there by myself, I had to rearrange my fate. Life was looking crazy, I couldn't look the ugly way. But bitch, your boy's never an option, you can't put that on my name. Nah, it's a sheet hole, you gotta remain silent. Had a label offered me 20 bands, I wasn't signed. And I told my mom, we gotta be patient, it's all about timing. And my time is coming up, I looked at her and started smiling. Manifesting greatness, but I'm mentally disturbed. I've been fighting with my demons like my generation's cursed. Like you couldn't love your minds, but you still in outer purse. And my eyes is blue flames like I'm sending to the earth. Blue flames.
Spark me up, I'm heated like a torch. Iridescent blue flame in your body, I'll sport.
Blue flame.
Knock his head off, true hunter sport. Migrate itself, but they gon' find you in the north.
Blue flame.
Soak some up, hater, this is all game. Soak some up, hater, nigga, this is all game.
Blue flame.
Soak some up, hater, this is all game. Soak some up, hater, this is all game. I'm a blue flame hot nigga, but I'm colored in Minnesota. Blue laces in these chucks, blue dream in the aroma. Blue laces dripping off my chain. A goblin with some dragon heat that a heat that used to quicker than a pandemic of cocaine. Airways and dopamine. Fiends drip on every word. Catch a nigga swerving when I'm on the scene. Chain hang low, Django, Deco. Get this motherfucking bumper blowing blue mango.
Oh yeah.
Surrender flags in the air. Keep waving those motherfuckers. Tornado pressure right here. Keep acting. So I can bend you back and fold you up. Blessings galore. I'm here to soak them up. Soak them up.
That song, man.
All right, all right.
That was dope.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it's another unreleased song. It ain't dropped yet, but it's set to drop in a few months from now.
You heard it here first, y'all. I would have never
right.
met you.
Yeah, that's what's up. We had an exclusive, and this has been a great show. I'm going to bring a caller, some callers in that want to jump in and say, hey, what's up? So let's go with 951.
What it do, what it do? This your boy, Boss Sizzle, my nigga. What up, Sizzle? What up, Maddie?
What's good with you?
Oh, man, one day at a time, just sitting back, doing what I do every Wednesday, rocking out with y'all.
Oh, man, we
appreciate that.
Yeah, big shout out to both of the artists y'all had on today. I like that song. It sounds like it could probably use some mixing. But overall, it's a great, it's a good song. Sound real good.
What do you think of?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
What did you say?
What did you think of the Cali vibe? Did you feel it?
Cali? Oh yeah, I'm feeling it, man. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
That's what's up, man. So we appreciate you, boss. I appreciate you coming on. You know, always I appreciate the love that you got for us. And you have anything you want to shout out?
Big shout out to my boy Big Spook. Everybody, make sure y'all go Google that. You know what I'm saying? We available on all major platforms. And if you're Vegas next month. I think he got a song on the 13th. I heard somebody on here say they got some people out in Vegas. So make sure y'all tap in. We're going to be performing in Vegas on the 13th for next month.
Right.
Who else going to be there? I'm not sure who else they got on the roster, but it's supposed to be a pretty big show.
Well, it don't matter because you're there, right?
That part.
Yeah. Yeah,
shout out to Sideways though, man. I listen to y'all every Wednesday. I enjoy it. It's part of my lifestyle, and everybody out there should be tapping in.
Yeah, we appreciate that, man. For sure, we appreciate the love, Maddie. Just Maddie and we love coming in on Wednesday. He loves hearing from us. Because I'm like,
baby girl,
I get to talk in your ears on LinkedIn. You know what I'm saying? You said.
hey, Maddie, that dude, man. Like, for real, for real. I would love to come to Canada and mess with you, man, but last time I came to your country, they deported me, so I'm cool.
No, I'm serious, man. I'm serious about that state now.
They said they don't want my kind. But I enjoyed what I seen, though. You know, I was out there in Ontario, so beautiful country, man. And, yeah, they sent your boy home.
Well, you know, I'm gonna make a little announcement, and I'm gonna let everybody know that I'm looking at I'm not doing a whole tour this year for DCMO 23, but we're looking at doing 1 to 2 shows probably in the Las Vegas and California area, maybe Utah, Vegas, but 1 or 2 shows we're looking at doing the Don't Count Me Out 2023. Because it is for cancer awareness and for all the cancers and survivors and fighters and for everybody that's lost a loved one and has been affected or knows somebody. We've all been affected, man. So, you know, and it's just something that I really want to raise awareness for, so I'm not going to stop on it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're definitely going to make that shit work, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm announcing it, y'all, here to hear first. It's going to be in the fall, so, you know, we're going to get it going. But I'm going to say goodbye to you, and then I'm going to talk to our guest for a few more minutes. We appreciate the love.
Always. I'm riding with y'all.
Absolutely. One love. So, J-Cash Merkin, thank you for coming on Sideways with Shells and Maddie N tonight. We really appreciate
It's been a pleasure.
You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate the opportunity.
Hey,
yeah, absolutely.
You're welcome back anytime, man.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Keep in touch with us, especially, well, I mean, you're going to keep in touch with us anyway, but I'm into your whole movement. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. That vibe that comes from another businessman in this game. So I really appreciate like talking to you today, and maybe we can switch notes on stuff.
Definitely. I already got a plan orchestrating in my head. I'll definitely be in contact with you, fix some big moves for sure.
Yeah, for sure, man. Even just learn from each other. You know what I mean? Like I said, this business shaky. So you got to keep good people, like-minded people together.
Yeah.
Move forward.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
I want to shout out Malik Moore, too, man. I wish he could have came on tonight, but, you know, sometimes
yeah.
he can't get on here. So
yeah.
I know he's probably listening.
Yeah, shout out to Malik Moore, the head of the Growth Music Group chapter of GMG. Shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? He's the one that I met that made, you know, everything possible between me and Shells, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be on the show right now. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have met Shells.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Maddie, I appreciate you coming back on every Wednesday. I appreciate you being here. We have some more callers on, but they when I took them in the green room, they wouldn't answer.
Of course I'm going to be here.
I know. I just love having this together, you know? That's all from me, that's all in time. And I love that line. She was like, I just love having us together, you know? But it was, you know, I don't have the same effect as her, but it was great.
It was a good show, man. Rack It Up is another success, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We're here every Wednesday, guys. I want to shout out International Stop the Bully Violence. Stop the Bullying Now and Violence. Stop the Bullying and Violence Now, poor. I always get it messed up, man. And that's King George, Marie, and all that, John Doyle. I'm going to start putting flyers on so you all can see them weekly, and then I'm going to take them down because I'm not going to put, like, you know what I'm saying? all over the place, so we got to keep them current. And so people, how they can support that as well. And, yeah, so, and I think DMD, we need to introduce you guys too. So I just want to thank everybody and appreciate you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see you. Tomorrow is Power Talk with OG Mac Drama and Maddie M. And you guys are going to have Frost on tomorrow night. So that'll be a good interview.
Frost.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, Shells will be there. So, you know.
Yeah. Remember, everyone, Sideways, Shells, and Maddie M. every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Always
yeah.
a good time.
And, yeah, always a good time. And you can find us at sideways.topstar on IG. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Well, love
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'm going to play us out with the podcast tune. Much love to everybody out there. Hey, keep grinding and shining. That's what I always say. Everybody have a good night. We'll see you next Wednesday.
One.
It's Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'll watch me do the prognosis. So I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen to you. Sideways, with Shells and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he opens gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. The progress, cool boy, pop lock king, OG Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia 1017, Prophet 1017, Yankee, Brick Gang, just amazing gigs in 6 minutes, Malik Show got a criminal, NDB, RIP Strap, Matt Strap, Young Tay, LOE Cartel, RIP Gata, Code Red the Villain, Tiwi, 96FG, Honey Blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh, yeah, I listen to these people just so you know.